Thank you and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors has approved the appointment of Kevin Hamblin as the new County Director of Planning and Building. Hamblin has been the Community Development Director for Del Norte County for the past 3 years and held the same position with the City of Eureka for 25 years before that. Hamblin's first day in his new position will be November 13th. While with the City of Eureka, Hamblin oversaw the permitting for the Bayshore Mall, the Eureka Target store, and was a key planner in the revitalization of Eureka's Old Town. Board Chair Virginia Bass said in a statement, and I quote, "We are very pleased Kevin will be leading our planning and building department. He possesses an extensive professional background in planning and building on the North Coast and has overseen many significant projects that give him in-depth knowledge of our area." Officers from the California Highway Patrol Garberville office responded to a fatal traffic collision in northern Mendocino County yesterday morning. A vehicle driven by 20-year-old Dominic Quilisi of Crockett, California, went off the roadway on Highway 101, collided with an embankment, and rolled over several times. Two passengers, 21-year-old Vincent Dodson and his father, 44-year-old Greg Dodson, were not wearing seatbelts and were ejected from the vehicle and sustained fatal injuries. Although DUI is not considered a factor in the collision, Quilisi was arrested and booked on a vehicular manslaughter charge. The CHP has not released any information about why the charge was levied, and the crash remains under investigation. Eureka police officers responded to the 2600 block of 6th Street yesterday morning after a woman reported a burglary. The woman told police that when she had returned to her residence, she found a man in her bed. The man then fled the residence on a bike, and the victim trailed him at a safe distance and kept officers updated on his location. Officers caught up with the suspect, 45-year-old Curtis Combrink, after he had dropped his bike and caught him after a short foot pursuit. He was found to be wearing stolen items taken from the victim. Combrink, who was on active probation, was booked into county jail on a burglary charge and a resisting arrest charge, and is ineligible for bail due to his probation status. Officials from the Six Rivers National Forest announced today that some forest roads are being closed due to the heavy rainfall we've experienced. The roads are closed due to the threat of spreading the Port Orford cedar root disease, and the road closures are an annual event when the first autumn and winter rains hit the area. The spores are easily transported by vehicles, and it's important for forest visitors to observe the posted road closures. There are many infected areas in the Gaskee Ranger District, Bluff Creek, and the Orleans Ranger District. For more information, contact your local Six Rivers National Forest office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone, when not gloating about the current success the San Francisco Giants are currently enjoying, provided an important update, not about a contentious issue on the agenda, but about the man he replaced in the 5th District, Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy is doing great. Jimmy's had some great reports. I was at a meeting the other night, and there was I was going to participate on a committee, and he said, if Supervisor Bone doesn't mind, I can serve on that committee, and I passed it off very quickly, so I will pass it off to the king himself. But Jimmy's doing very well health-wise. I get asked that a lot. He looks great. He'll be a little while getting his strength back up, but for me, somebody I can turn to, and he tells me when I'm doing good, and I don't think he's afraid to tell me when I'm doing bad, and I lean on him quite a bit for advice.
Bone went on to say that having a wide network of friends and acquaintances has been a huge help as he fits into his position and a help to fellow board members as well.
I tend to know a lot of people, and so a lot of people are comfortable calling me where it might be in Virginia's because we cross paths. It might be in Cliff's and Ryan's and Mark's, and I've got a good working relationship. And I can say, you know, call your supervisor. I'm sure he can get to it, but if it's something easy, I'll say, hey, call this guy, make sure it happens, or I'll call, and then I'll make sure I tell them so it doesn't look like, you know. As a board, the biggest thing is that we basically work together to solve the 100% of the community's, you know, issues and things like that.
Bone, when not gloating over the current success of the San Francisco Giants, said he remains focused on serving his district as best he can. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.